Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Orlando, do you think superstar athletes like Dwayne Wade, Tim Duncan, and Peyton Manning would be successful as head coaches, or their egos would take over and wouldn't be successful? Anthony, my brother, it is extremely tough to be a great player and a great coach. Think about it. How many of them are there? Bird was a pretty good coach and was a great player. Trying to think of the great player and the great coach. There's not a lot of them, man. It's and usually they fail, like Magic Johnson and others, because they think everybody can do what they do. Okay? Ozzie Newsome is one of the few people that transferred even to GM and was a great player. You know what I mean? Jerry West was a great GM, never became a coach.
Larry Bird did a decent job.
I said that. That was my first guy that I went to.
That's the only
one
that
jumps. He wasn't great. He was good. Wasn't great, but he was good. It's hard, man. Lenny Wilkins, Hall of Fame player, won a championship. You know, that was one of those kind of guys right there. But there's not it's really – Kevin McHale was never a great coach. You know what I mean? It's happened a lot. And great players struggle mostly because they don't know how to deal with the player they're coaching, and that player can't do the things he did. And so it's hard for them to comprehend that, and that's why they usually fail as coaches. It's really hard. So it's not a Dwayne Wade thing that he would fail on this. It's not one of those deals where it's not because those players can't do it. It's just a really difficult transition for them. And I almost feel like they don't have a realistic point of view of coaching. They don't realize that most people aren't going to be able to do what they did. So to demand it from them, you know, Mike Singletary, great, great player. It was just hard for him to break that barrier of becoming a great coach, too. It's really difficult, man.
Defensive coach, he was good, but
head coach
took over the head coach. That
tough, but it's not his fault. It's just one of those things that you can't explain, man. You know. Let's see. Without Adam Gase, we won't be in the postseason. Well, in the position we were in, if he can effed up the team, I don't know what that means, Omar. Tom Landry looked like a damn nerd with that hat. How did that turn out? Dude was a genius. Let's see. Joshua, you okay, man? Embrace the education of the O.
The fact that he brought up Landry, you know who's one player that's always bothered me?
What's that?
Frank Gifford. Him playing both ways, and on the offense and defensive side, his coordinators with the Giants were Vince Lombardi and Greg and Tom Landry.
Yes.
And to never be inspired to want to be a coach.
Yep. Like, most guys don't want to be coaches,
I know. It's just, man, you're talking about, can you get influenced by two bigger guys?
I know, but it's brutal being a coach.
You know?
You got to really love it to be a coach.
Well, he was U.S., I guess, you know, Hollywood glamour glitz boy, you know. And
yeah. Yep.
You know, I don't want to get dirty.